Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hola.
So, we've got a charming lesson today, haven't we?
We do. I think it's kind of flirty.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. But there's a guy and a girl. Okay. And the girl is asking the guy, are you single?
Why does she want to know?
I don't know, but we'll see. But first, we have our keyword.
Okay.
Soltero.
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 Okay, that's a single dude.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true. Soltero.
So I bet she's going to ask him if he's a single dude.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. I think so. Why don't we listen to the dialogue 3 times? Dialogue, first time. ¿Eres soltero?
Sí, ¿y tú?
No, tengo novio.
Qué lástima.
Second time. ¿Eres soltero?
Sí, ¿y tú?
No, tengo novio.
Qué lástima.
Third time. ¿Eres soltero?
Sí, ¿y tú?
No, tengo novio.
Qué lástima.
All right, we're back, and let's start off with a translation.
¿Eres soltero?
Are you single?
¿Eres soltero?
Are you single?
¿Eres soltero? Sí. ¿Y tú?
Yes. And you?
Sí. ¿Y tú?
Yes. How about you?
No. Tengo novio.
No, I've got a boyfriend.
No. Tengo novio.
No, I have a boyfriend.
No. Tengo novio. Qué lástima.
Oh, that's too bad.
Qué lástima.
What a pity.
Qué lástima. Well, I think actually if the guy is saying like what a shame, you know, like what a pity, I think he likes her.
Yeah, he does. He does. Now, why did she ask? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Maybe she's just trying to make conversation.
Okay.
Or maybe she's not very happy with a boyfriend.
Could be.
Oh, my God. We are always doing drama in this studio. This is Fiesta.
No, it should be studio drama.
I know.
All right. Shall we take a look at these sentences?
¿Eres soltero?
Eres soltero. This is are you single? And we already have our key word, which is single.
Soltero.
Soltero. Now, earlier I said that this was single dude. Now, the reason I said that is because this has got a masculine ending on it. Soltero. Mm-hmm. All right. And we'll talk about the feminine version later. But here, the question is, are you single? So how do you say are you?
Eres.
Eres. Okay, that's the verb ser.
That's right.
Ser. So... And then eres is the you form, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is you are or are you.
Mm-hmm.
You are and are you are the same in Spanish. Okay? So let's put it together. Are you single?
Eres soltero.
Eres soltero. Eres soltero. And the answer is yes. And you?
Sí. ¿Y tú?
Okay. The word for yes?
Sí.
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 All right. And then and you?
¿Y tú?
Y tú. So what's the word for you?
Tú.
Tú. And the word for and?
Y.
Y. Okay, so let's put it together. And you.
Y tú.
Y tú. All right. Now, when I talk English, I usually don't say, go around saying, and you. I usually say, how about you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But in Spanish, you say it this way, right?
Yeah, Spanish is simple.
Okay.
It's like 3 letters.
Right.
Y tú.
Y tú. So let's put the whole thing together. Yes, and you.
Sí, ¿y tú?
All right, the answer is no, I've got a boyfriend.
No, tengo novio.
All right, let's start at the beginning. So the word for no.
Is no.
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 No. Okay,
yeah.
How is that different from the English word?
Just say it with more Spanishy, like.
Okay.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Right, because in English I say no.
Yeah, you say like wow.
Yeah, I've got extra vowels on that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Spanish is no.
No. No. Okay, so make an O with your lips and then leave it like that. No.
No.
Okay, everybody practice. No, no.
No,
no. No. Okay, moving on. I have a boyfriend. Now, what's the word for boyfriend?
Novio.
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 Novio. Okay, that's boyfriend, novio. And I have.
Tengo.
Tengo. Tengo. That's I have. It's the first person form of the verb tener. Right, which is to have. And so here I have. So let's put it together. No, I have a boyfriend.
No, tengo novio.
Okay, no tengo novio. And his answer is, oh, darn it.
Qué lástima.
Qué lástima. Okay. Literally, it's not, oh, darn it.
No, it's like, what shame.
Okay, what shame.
Or what pity.
What a pity. Right, yeah. Right. Lástima. Okay. It's two words, but I don't want you to think of those two words as two separate words. Just think of them as a chunk. Okay? So whenever you want to say, what a pity, or dang it, you'll say,
qué lástima.
Qué lástima.
Yeah, definitely. This is a phrase that you're going to be using a lot. You know, qué lástima.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Like, for example, if you're ordering something and they're like, oh, we're sold out, you're like, oh, qué lástima.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we hear this dialogue again three times?
Dialogue, first time. ¿Eres soltero?
Sí. ¿Y tú?
No, tengo novio.
Qué lástima.
Second time. ¿Eres soltero?
Sí, ¿y tú?
No, tengo novio.
Qué lástima.
Third time. ¿Eres soltero?
Sí, ¿y tú?
No, tengo novio.
Qué lástima.
All right, we're back, and as promised, we're going to tell you how to say single woman as well as single man. Now, how did we say single man? Single dude?
Soltero.
Soltero. Okay, that's a single dude. How about a single woman?
Soltera.
Soltera. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's pretty easy. Soltera. The feminine form has an A at the end.
True.
Whereas the masculine form has an O. Now, can I call a man soltera?
No.
No?
No.
Can I call a woman soltero?
No.
No. Okay. So, a man is...
soltero.
And a woman is...
soltera.
Okay, let's not get those confused. All right, there's another gender issue I want to talk about, which is the word for boyfriend, which is...
novio.
Novio. Now, what if I want to say girlfriend?
Novia.
Novia.
Yes.
I just changed the ending.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's the same rule. The feminine form ends in an A.
Mm-hmm.
The masculine form ends in an O. So easy. So, one more time. Boyfriend?
Novio.
Girlfriend?
Novia.
Single?
Soltero.
That's a dude. And single woman?
Soltera.
Soltera. Ooh, that's great. Okay. So, Lily, I'm single, so I'm soltero, right?
That's right.
Okay.
But you have no problems. If you were like in Latin America, men can be single. Women, it's, ugh. You know.
Oh, yeah?
After you're 25, it's like, you're still single? You're still single? I mean, obviously, Mexico City changes a lot. Because
right, it's a big urban area. Yeah.
So there's a lot of career women. And but if you're from, you know, the smaller states from Mexico,
okay,
yeah, that's a big social pressure.
Oh, really? It's like a problem to be single.
Mm-hmm.
You should be out getting married and...
yeah, and having lots of babies.
Okay. Yeah. Do you feel that pressure?
Yes, of course.
You do?
Yeah, mm-hmm. My mom is always like, oh, I had a dream with you having babies and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, mom, just a dream, just a dream.
It's just a dream.
Yes, but it's true. I mean, it really is, a Latin thing that, you know, you need to have a boyfriend and marry. And the truth is, a lot of my friends are married young.
Oh, yes.
It really depends on the people and the family, but I think it's a personal decision, so.
Okay.
Right?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
All right, folks. Listen, if you have any comments or suggestions or you want to ask us a question, please come to our website, which is SpanishPod.com, and leave us a comment, and we'll be happy to respond to you. For now, I think it's time for Lily and I to say hasta luego.
Hasta mañana.